Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from the Indianapolis International Airport. We're here for the Combine, of course. We'll be here all week covering the action, so Vikings.com will be your source for all things Combine. Let's kick our coverage off with a traveling edition of the Pick Six. Here we go. The first question comes from Nate in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How important is the Combine in today's NFL? Does it have as much importance as in the past? It certainly does, maybe for different reasons than it did in the past. In the past, there might have been some traveling conveniences for teams as they all converge in the same central location here in Indianapolis. But now it's important because these teams get to get in front of the players. They have 60 interviews with players. They have medical checks with these players. So the Combine still plays a very important part in the offseason process. Aaron in Lakeville has the next question. Where is the strength of this year's draft class? Well, I think that is still to be determined, and that's part of why we're here at the Combine. We're going to get to know some of these players a little bit more, but judging by what some of the analysts are saying and judging by what happened at the Senior Bowl, it seems like offensive and defensive line is very strong in this year's class. The Combine here in Indianapolis this week will tell us more about that. Our next question comes from Aaron. Do you see the team making a splash this year in free agency? Well, it depends what your definition of splash is. Linval Joseph, Terrence Newman, Tom Johnson, Captain Munnerlin. Those are some examples in recent years of the Vikings hitting the nail on the head and signing great free agents. Not splashy names per se, but effective signings. That's what I see as what's in store for the Vikings this year in free agency as well. Chris in Houston, Texas has the next question. Which Viking is set to make the biggest jump from 2015 to 2016? Going to be a fun question to watch unfold during the offseason. I'll give you two names, and they're both on the Vikings defense. Trey Waynes, first round pick last year, didn't play a ton on defense, but could play a lot more this season. And how about Danielle Hunter? Also did not play a ton on defense last year, but when he did, he made big time plays. He had 10 tackles for loss, including 6 sacks as a rookie. I think big things are ahead for Mr. Hunter. The next question comes from Lucas in Arizona. Which combine drill is the most important? Well, it depends what position you're talking about. Some drills are more important for some positions than they are for others. The most important part of the combine, though, may be the medical checks that teams can do and the interviews they have with the players in Indianapolis. The last question comes from Lance in Minneapolis. What is the best position group on the Vikings defense? Hard question to answer. The secondary certainly played well last year as the Vikings pass defense took another leap forward in 2015. Linebackers are good and young, of course, with Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks, but how about the Vikings defensive line? That may be as talented and deep as it gets on the Vikings defense. Of course, the defensive tackles played well, Linval Joseph and Sharif Floyd leading the way there, but how about the Vikings defensive ends? Everson Griffin had a career high in sacks last season. Danielle Hunter came on really strong at the end of the year, so I think the Vikings defensive line might be the best position group on the defense, but it's a close race. All three levels of the Vikings defense played very well in 2015. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for joining us, but our coverage of the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine has just begun. We're going to be here all week bringing you wall-to-wall coverage, so stay tuned to Vikings.com for all of that coverage. If you haven't, download the Vikings app and all of our content will be delivered straight to your mobile device. We're going to conclude our coverage of this year's Combine with another edition of the Pick 6. So send your Combine and draft-related questions to the email address on the screen right now, and we'll talk to you next week.